I'm pretty simple with that. I say, listen, thank you for the honor of letting me pray. Faith isn't a point in time or a hit, miss, win, or lose. It's the position of our hearts. And I'm honored that I could speak the name of Jesus over you and pray the kingdom of God over you. And I'm just rejoicing in the fact that there's things that are going to change. And I'm believing that pains are leaving and things. And as that's happening, just remember, Jesus loves you. It's the Spirit of God working in you. Thanks for letting me pray. And I just keep my faith alive in that. And rather than, why didn't it happen? What did I do wrong? Why didn't God heal? Because then I'm slamming closed the door that I just say I opened. And I'm turning prayer into a point in time and faith into a point in time. And I'm assessing with my eyes and my mind what the Bible tells me to live by faith. So a lot of people are afraid to pray for the sick because they say, wonder if nothing happens. That's one of the biggest lies on the planet, man. If we step back and don't pray because of that question, then we're already guaranteed nothing. Why don't you just step out and get your hands on somebody and thank God for the honor of speaking the power of His name and believe God does something awesome, okay? We just saw Rick and saw him bend with 3 fusions. Come on. When we prayed for him that night and the whole church is praying and Todd's back there praying, it doesn't look like anything's happening. But we better get eyes a little bigger than the natural if we're Spirit-led beings. We better start seeing the finished work of Jesus in our heart way bigger than what our eyes are looking at. You see? Because all of a sudden a day goes by and there's increase and another day goes by and the man can touch the floor. Come on, why? Because the first night we prayed, something started happening. The first night we started releasing faith, something started coming. Now we as the church have the keys to the kingdom. You can open that door and you can also lock it. You can turn around and say, well, I guess nothing happened. I don't know why God didn't heal. Get condemned, turn tail and run and make it about what you did wrong. And all of a sudden the door might have just shut that you just opened. Because you don't understand. We're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let's get the knowledge and stop destruction.